OK， 请大家回座，打开圣经。我们今天要看的是《哥林多前书》12章12节到31节。大家如果翻到这段经文了，我们请一位念中文，一位念英文。Please return to your seat, and please turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 12 to 31. And we want two people, one to read English and one to read Chinese.
One for English, and who'd like to read the Chinese? Okay, great. Right in the front. Let's have Chinese first.
哥林多前书12章12到31节，就如身子是一个，却有许多肢体，而且肢体虽多仍是一个身子，基督也是这样。我们不拘是犹太人，是希腊人，是为奴的，是自主的，都从一位圣灵受洗，成了一个身体，应于一位圣灵。身子原不是一个肢体，乃是许多肢体。设若脚说我不是手，所以不属乎身子，他不能因此就不属乎身子。设若耳说我不是眼，所以不属乎身子，他也不能因此就不属乎身子。若全身是眼，从哪里听声呢？若全身是耳，从哪里闻味呢？但如今神随自己的意思把肢体俱各安排在身子上了。若都是一个肢体，身子在哪里呢？但如今肢体是多的，身子却是一个。眼不能对手说我用不着你，头也不能对脚说我用不着你。不但如此，身上肢体人以为软弱的更是不可少的。身上肢体我们看为不体面的，越发给它加上体面；不俊美的越发显得俊美。我们俊美的肢体自然用不着装饰，但神配搭着身子，把加倍的体面给那有缺陷的肢体，免得身上分门别类，总要肢体彼此相顾。若一个肢体受苦，所有的肢体就一同受苦；若一个肢体得荣耀，所有的肢体就一同快乐。你们就是基督的身子，并且各自做肢体。神在教会所设立的，第一是使徒，第二是先知，第三是教师，其次是行异能的，再次是得恩赐医病的，帮助人的，治理事的，说方言的。岂都是使徒吗？岂都是先知吗？岂都是教师吗？岂都是行异能的吗？岂都是得恩赐医病的吗？岂都是说方言的吗？岂都是翻方言的吗？你们要切切地求那更大的恩赐。
For even as the body is one, and yet has many members, and all the members of the body, though they are many, are one body, so also is Christ.For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. If the foot says, Because I am not a hand, I am not a part of the body, it is not for this reason any the less a part of the body. And if the ear says, Because I am not an eye, I am not a part of the body, it is not for this reason any the less a part of the body.If the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing be? If the whole were hearing, where would the sense of smell be? But now God has placed the members, each one of them in the body, just as he desired. If they were all one member, where would the body be? But now there are many members, but one body. And the eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you, or again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. On the contrary,It is much truer that the members of the body which seem to be weaker are necessary, and those members of the body which we deem less honorable, on these we bestow more abundant honor, and our less presentable members become much more presentable, whereas our more presentable members have no need of it. But God has so composed the body, giving more abundant honor to that member which lacked, so that there may be no division in the body,But that the members may have the same care for one another. And if one member suffers, all the members suffer with it. If one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it. Now you are Christ's body, and individually members of it. And God has appointed in the church first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then miracles, then gifts of healings, helps, administrations, various kinds of tongues. All are not apostles, are they? All are not prophets, are they? All are not teachers, are they? All are not workers of miracles, are they? All do not have gifts of healings, do they? All do not speak with tongues, do they? All do not interpret, do they? But earnestly desire the greater gifts, and I show you a still more excellent way.
As we begin today, I want to ask Richard if he'll pray for us.
请 Richard 帮我们祷告。
Now, you don't have to be a doctor to appreciate how amazing the human body is.
虽然我们不是医生，可是我们可以了解到人体是多么奇妙的构造。
And it's very complicated.
而且非常的复杂。
Your body has many different parts.
身上有许多的肢体部分。
For example, the tongue.
比如说舌头。
The Bible says the tongue can set a forest fire on fire.
圣经说舌头可以引起燎原大火。
And some people, your tongues can kill someone else with your bad breath.
有些人的口臭太臭了，可能会让人家受不了。
And we also have feet.
我们也有脚。
Multi-purpose feet.
脚是多功能的。
For example, your feet can carry the good news of the gospel to another country.
比如说，我们可以用脚到其他国家旅行传福音。
Or they can stink so bad that your dog.Falls over backwards.
可是你的狗可能脚很臭，你的狗都受不了。
And you have eyes.
有眼睛。
Eyes that see the people around you.
我们可以看到周围的人。
And eyes that are a window into your soul.
眼睛是灵魂的窗。
You have a nose.
我们也有鼻子。
Today I wish I didn't have a nose.
希望我今天，我今天觉得我鼻子很不舒服。
And it helps you savor the flavor of homemade baking chocolate chip cookies.
我们有鼻子，我们可以闻到手工的家里面做的饼干的香气。
And the same nose warns you that your little toddler has a present for mommy in his diaper.
你的鼻子也可以辨别出你的小婴儿可能尿布里面他已经大便了。
And your amazing body has hands.
我们也有手。
You can build a house.
我可以盖房子。
If you're good at it, you can chop a board in half.
如果你手灵巧的话，你也可以剁东西。
Or with these same hands, you can grasp a two-year-old and keep that child from being taken away in the Asian tsunami.
或者如果你可以用你的手抓住一个小孩子，让他可以不要在海啸中被冲走。
Your hand has fingers.
手上有手指。
With them, you can type a Harry Potter novel.
如果你用，你可以打字，写出一本像哈利波特一样的好书。
Or pick your nose at a traffic light. Don't translate that.
等红灯的时候不要挖鼻子。
There you go. Now,Think of your body for a moment. Some of the parts of your body you can see with the naked eye. You can see them with your eye.
我们可以用我们的眼来看东西。
You know what? The body has more parts than that.
可是身体不只是只有这些部分而已。
The body has these parts inside.
我们还有内部的器官。
These amazing, incredible,Internal organs.
这些体内的器官的构造真的是不可思议。
The Bible says, you were fearfully and wonderfully made.
神说我们的我们神造我们是奇妙可畏的。
You have lungs.
我们有肺。
Right now I wish I had a different set of lungs.
我现在很希望我的肺可以换一副新的。
And your lungs turn air into oxygen, put it in your blood. It's absolutely amazing.
我们的肺可以把空气转换成氧气，再放到我们的血液里面，这是很奇妙的。
And then you have a heart.
我们有一颗心。
And that heart takes the blood to every place it needs to go in the body.
这颗心可以把血液打到我们身上每一个部位。
So you can appreciate the picture that the Apostle Paul is painting for us today.
所以这样我们可以更深入了解使徒保罗在这段经文里面告诉我们的这段话。
Have you ever been in a situation where you saw somebody and their parts weren't quite right?
大家有没有看过一些人他们身上的肢体有一些残缺的呢？
I was in the fitness center 2 weeks ago in Florida.
两个礼拜前我在佛罗里达州的一个健身房。
And I came upon a soldier.
我遇到一个军人。
A veteran.
是一个退伍军人。
Someone who had served in the war.
他曾经打仗过。
And he came back, and he didn't have a leg.
他回到美国，可是他已经失去了一条腿。
And as I looked at him, I tried not to stare, but I confess, I looked at him more than once.
我就这样看着他，我希望我不要盯着他看，可是我就是忍不住多瞧他几眼。
It didn't look right.
他看起来就是怪怪的。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because God made the body with many different parts.
因为神他创造我们的肢体，他给我们完整的肢体。
In the passage we just read, God speaking through the Apostle Paul tells us that what is true of your physical body is true of His body, the Church of Jesus Christ.
在这段经文里面，神向使徒保罗启示。我们身体里面每一个部分都是很重要的，教会里面每一个人也是都很重要。
It says that if you're in the church, you are his hands.
就像我们在教会里面的一员，我们就像是教会这个身体的手一样。
You are his feet.
我们也是神的脚。
You're God's mouth.
神的口。
You reveal his heart.
我们可以显露出神的心。
And the first thing that just...screams at you from the page as we come to this passage today, and that God wants to drive home to your soul today is that you should value the unique role that you have in God's church.
神借的这段经文要很明确、很清楚地告诉我们，每个人在教会里面都有其独特的角色。
Now notice in this passage, Paul makes mention of the fact that the different parts of the body.Come from different races, different groups of people, different nations.
保罗在这段经文里面告诉我们，教会里面的肢体来自于不同的国家、不同的文化。
Verse 13.
十三节。
But we're all in the body.
我们都是属于一个身体。
Doesn't matter whether we're Jews or Greeks.
不管你是犹太人或是希腊人。
Any Jews here today?
我们这边有犹太人吗？
One.
有一位。
Any Greeks?
有希腊人吗?
Any Chinese?
中国人,华人。
Taiwanese?
台湾人。
外国人。
外国 foreigners.
非洲人。
Africa, 非洲人。
Don't you see the point he makes?
大家知道神的意思吗?
In every other human organization, it's the people that are alike that get together to join the club.
在其他人类的组织里面，都是性质类似的人聚集在一起。
Yeah, basketball teams.
我们有篮球队。
And they all dribble the basketball.
他们都很会打篮球。
You have country clubs.
我们有乡村俱乐部。
They all play golf.
他们都很会打高尔夫球。
Which I think is so boring.
可是你会觉得这打高尔夫球很无聊啊。
But that's another story. And forgive me if I just offended someone.
对不起，如果冒犯的一些人。
But in the church, it takes people from every different nation.
可是在教会里面，我们有来自不同国家的人。
From every different people group.
从各种人种都有。
Speaking every different language.
讲各种不同的语言。
People who are very different, all coming together to be one, unified in God's body, the Church of Jesus Christ.
这么多各式不同的人聚集在这里，成为一体，成为神的身体。
We are as different as different can be.
我们真的是我们里面的人真的是非常的不同。
In the church, you have people who are big.
在教会里面有很高大的人。
Some of you here today are big because you're pregnant.
有些人在这边身体比较大是因为怀孕了。
This too shall pass. 有一天以后他们会生孩子变瘦了。
Okay.
Some of you are thin.
有些人比较瘦。
Some of you are cute.
有些人很可爱。
I was standing there in the back, trying to regain my voice, waving at all the kids that were looking back at me and all waving. You kids are cute.
我在后面在清喉咙的时候，我很多孩子都跟我挥手，那些孩子真的很可爱。
But some of you aren't.
可是有些人不可爱。
You have a face that only a mother could love.
你长相不好看，只有你妈妈会认为你长得还可以。
But when you come to the church,
但是我们来教会的时候
，It's okay.
这些都不重要。
We have different talents.
我们有不同的恩赐。
Some of you sing with the voice of an angel.
有些人用可以用天使般的声音唱歌。
And some of you croak like a bullfrog.
有些人声音像乌鸦一样难听。
Myself included.
包括我自己的声音都很糟。
And Paul mentions that in this passage.
在这段经文里面，保罗也提到这一点。
He says, you know, that could be a real problem.
保罗说，这样的差异会可能会造成问题。
Could be a real problem if you're thinking about yourself.
如果你只想到你自己，就会变成问题。
Because he points out that it's very easy to come to the church and compare yourself to others in the church.
因为保罗指出，我们来教会的时候，很容易会拿自己跟别人比较。
And you say, well, I'm not a hand, I'm just a foot.
有人会说，我不是手，我只是一只脚。
And because I'm not a hand, I'm not a part of the body.
那就是说，因为我不是手，所以我不是这个身子的一部分。
That's not true.
这是错误的。
Notice what Paul says.
我们来看保罗怎么说。
If the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I am not a part of the body, verse 15.
15节这边说若脚说我不是手，所以不属乎身子。
It is not for this reason any the less part of the body.
它不能因此就不属乎身子。
And if the ear should say, because I'm not an eye, I'm not a part of the body, it is not for this reason any the less part of the body.
色诺尔说我不是眼所以不属乎身子他也不能因此就不属乎身子。
And then he says something else.
他还讲了一些话。
If we were all the same,
如果我们都一样的话
where would the body be?
我们的身子会是什么样子呢？
If the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing be? If the whole were hearing, where would the sense of smell be?
若全身是眼，从哪里听声呢？若全身是耳，从哪里闻味呢？
Now what Paul's getting at here is that there's people in the church who have an inferiority complex.
保罗这边指出的就是教会里面有些人有自卑感作祟。
You might think that because you're not as good at the music or you're not as good with the speaking, that therefore you're insignificant. You don't matter. You might as well not come.
有些人会想说，我又不会弹钢琴，不会带敬拜，我又不会讲道，我干脆不要来教会算了，我不重要。
Now I know some of you think this way.
我知道有人是真的这么想。
Because if you didn't think this way, why are you late for church?
因为如果你不是这么想的话，为什么你都迟到呢？
Now think with me for a moment.
现在大家仔细思考这一点。
What happens if 10 o'clock comes? 十点到了。
如果十点，好像是十点了。
OK， 但是那个弹钢琴的不在。
But the piano player is not here yet.
And all the people who came to set up the chairs didn't come.
那些拍椅子的人也没来。
And then 10:30 comes.
现在十点半了。
And it's time for the sermon.
没有，要讲到了。
And you look around.
可是我们看一看。
Joel's not there.
一牧师没有到。
Tim's not there.
康牧师也没有到。
Richard's not there.
Richard 也没有到。
Aaron's not there.
Aaron 也没有来。
Who's going to preach?
谁要讲道呢？
Why?
为什么？
Because all four of us slept in.
因为我们四个人都赖床。
My point is this.
这是什么意思呢？
If you realized how amazingly you were important, how important you were in God's sight, we'd all get here at the same time.
因为大家如果知道你在神的眼中有多么重要，我们一定会准时到来教会的。
Enough said.
这样好，说的差不多了。
I was preaching to myself.
我是在教训我自己。
I was late today.
因为我今天迟到了。
No matter how hard I try, I got up at 2 a.m. this morning to be to church on time, and I was still late.
不管我多么努力，甚至今天早上两点就起床了，我还是迟到了。
But isn't it wonderful?
不过这不是很奇妙吗？
God still loves us.
神还是爱我们。
Well, you get the picture.
我们怎么知道呢？
So what we have in verse 15 and verse 16, look at it, look at your text, 15, 16. Paul says, there's just one thing you cannot say about yourself in the church.
我们来看十五、十六节，保罗说在教会里面有一件事情是你绝对不能这么说的。
You cannot say, I am a nobody.
在教会里面你绝对不可以说我一无是处。
And because I'm not like you, I'm not really a part of the church.
你不能说因为我不像某个人那么厉害，所以我不属于这个教会的一份子。
I want you to listen to me.
我希望大家仔细听我要讲的话。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹，
you are so important.
你是那么的重要。
You are so special.
那么的特别。
You're so precious.
那么的珍贵。
In God's eyes,
在神的眼中，你就是如此。
That He sent His Son to die for your sins.
所以他派遣他的独生子来为你受死。
Now please don't misunderstand me.
可是不要误解我的话。
I'm not saying today that because you're special, you're not a sinner.
我不是说因为你很特别，所以你就不是个罪人。
What I'm saying is this.
我要说的是
You are not insignificant.
你并不是不重要。
That in the eyes of God, your life matters.
在神的眼中，你的生命是如此重要。
In the kingdom of God, there are no little people.
在神的国中，没有所谓不重要的人。
That is why when a child becomes a full-fledged member of the church, the child can vote just like the adults.
所以小孩即使是小孩子他们就一成为教会的会友他们也可以有投票权。
At age 5, you can cast your ballot for the elders and cast your ballot for the deacons.
你只有五岁大可是你可以投票来选长老来选执事。
Because there are no little people.
因为神看重每一个人。
God made you like you are.
你目前的样式，一切都是神所创造的。
If you look at verse 18,
我们来看十八节。
It says He put you in the body, right where He wanted you to be, because He made you the way you are in His body.
神随着自己的意思把肢体躯干安排在身上了，所以你目前的景况是神所安排的。
And every single one of you are important.
每一个人都很重要。
From the hands of a deacon that set up the chairs,
从执事的手来安排椅子
to the feet of a missionary that go to faraway places,
到传教士的脚，这脚带领他到远处去传福音
from the mouths of a teacher that tell that child that our God has a name,
从主日学老师的口中，小孩子可以听到神的名
to the ears of the pianist and the song leader that guide us in our praise,
到弹钢琴的人的耳朵，因为他有这样的耳的恩赐，可以带领我们来敬拜。
You are all special.
这一切的恩赐都是很特别的。
And you need to appreciate that.
我们也要因此而感谢神。
And to make that point, to accentuate, to emphasize this point.
我要再强调这一点。
The Apostle Paul gives a very ridiculous illustration.
保罗他为了要强调这一点，他给我们一个听起来是蛮荒谬的比喻。
This is the funniest illustration in the whole Bible. People look at it, appreciate it.
这是圣经里面最吓人的一个比喻，我们来仔细看看，来这个比喻，来了解这个比喻。
What verse am I talking about?
我讲的是什么呢？
Verse 17.
我们看一下17节。
If the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing be?
如果全身是眼，从哪里听声呢？
Picture this.
我们来想象一下。
An eye.
一颗眼睛。
A big eye.
一颗很大很大很大的眼睛。
A walking eye.
一个眼睛会走路的眼睛。
It just looks.
这个眼睛只会看。
It doesn't smell.
没办法闻。
It doesn't hear.
听不到声音。
It just looks.
只会看。
Wow, look at that body.
你看一下这个身体。
That's not a body.
那不是一个身体啊。
It's an eye.
这只是一颗眼而已。
An overgrown eye.
一只超大的眼。
Notice, he goes on.
保罗又继续说。
If the whole body were hearing, where would the sense of smell be?
如果全身是耳，从哪里闻味道呢？
I'm going to tell you people something. I want to tell you guys something.
我要告诉大家一件事。
I hate my ears.
我很讨厌我的耳朵。
I have the biggest ears of anybody I know of on the planet.
我的耳朵比我所认识的所有人都还大。
Which is why whenever I get it cut, I tell the lady let the hair fall over the ears.
所以我每次剪头发的时候，我都跟理发院的人说，拜托你把我的耳朵遮起来好吗？
You don't believe me, but let me explain.
你可能不相信我说的，可是我要解释一下。
My ears are large and they are placed in the wrong place on my head.They're lower than every other human being's.
我的耳朵不但大，而且位置还不好，比所有的人，一般人的耳朵位置都还要低。
And so it means that my ear canal is longer than yours is.
这代表我的耳道比一般的人都长。
So when Paul talks about, you know, if the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smelling be? I can really relate to that.
所以保罗这边说，若全身是耳，从哪里闻味道呢？保罗这么说的时候，我真的是全心能够了解。
Okay, now let's move from the body into the church.
好，我们现在肢体讲过，我们回到教会本身。
What's he saying?
保罗怎么提到教会的呢？
Imagine a church.
我们来想象一下这个教会。
40 pastors.
我们有40个牧师。
And no sheep.
没有羊。
40 sound technicians.
我们有40个声控。
No pianists.
没有人会弹钢琴。
Anybody want to make up your own illustration?
还有没有人愿意再补充一些例子？
Because I completely forgot what I was going to say there.
我忘记我要讲什么。
But you know what Paul says?
大家知道保罗怎么说吗？
He says,There's not just one thing you can't say in the church. There's another thing that you cannot ever say.
除了刚刚我讲那件事情，大家绝对不能这么说之外，还有另外一件事情，大家也绝对不能这么说。
The first thing you can't say is, you don't need me. I'm insignificant.
第一件不能说的事情就是，我不重要，我一无是处。
But notice what he says as he goes on.
我们来注意一下他接下来讲的是什么。
Verse
21.21节
Somebody read it for me.
我们请会帮我们念好吗？21节 眼不能对手说我用不着你，头也不能对脚说我用不着你。
On the one hand, you can't say, you don't need me, I'm insignificant. On the other hand, you can't say, I don't need you.
一方面我们不能自己作践自己说我不重要我一无是处，另外一方面我们也不能 看低别人说别人不重要我们不需要他们。
Because you don't have my gifts and because you're not like me, well I don't need you, you go to some other church.
你不能跟人家说你不像我有这么多恩赐，你滚，你去其他教会。
You're worthless.
你一无是处，没有用。
Useless.
没有用处啊。
Insignificant.
一点都不重要。
Unimportant.
不重要。
So go someplace else. Go someplace else.
Go.
Go.
去别的地方吧。
Someplace else.
去别的地方吧。
I have a confession to make.
我要跟大家承认一件事。
Go someplace else. No, just kidding. I have been a pastor for 21 years.
我当牧师已经21年了。
And there are times where I have thought in my heart, go someplace else.
曾经有我曾经有几次我心里面想着有教会里面有些人我真的很想叫他们去其他教会。
When I used to be the pastor of the English section of Friendship Presbyterian Church, there was a woman who during the coffee hour every Sunday would back me into a corner.
我在信友堂英文堂牧会的时候每个礼拜天都有一个女人在休息时间的时候都会来找我。
She didn't respect my personal space.
她来找我她也不尊重我的个人隐私。
So when she was talking to me, she got this close.
她每次对我讲话的时候都贴这么近。
And then she got closer. She got closer.
然后她就越来越贴近。
And even closer.
更贴近。
And I kept on stepping back.
然后我就一步一步的往后退。
And stepping back.
不断的后退。
And stepping back.
就不断的后退。
And stepping back.
赶快想躲起来。
Until I was in the corner.
然后被挤到一个小小的角落。
And she kept coming.
她还是继续靠近我。
And she'd been drinking coffee.
而且她刚刚又喝了咖啡。
And I hate coffee.
我很讨厌咖啡的味道。
Worse than I hate golf.
比我讨厌咖啡更甚于讨厌高尔夫球。
And I thought her coffee breath was going to kill me.
我觉得她喝咖啡有的口臭简直要把我给杀了。
And I confess, brothers and sisters, that there were times where I wanted her to go away.
我承认，我曾经好几次都想要叫她去别的教会吧。
But you want to know something?
但是你知道吗？
That lady ministered to us so much in that congregation.
那个女士她对我们的教会做了好多事情，她很认真的服侍我们。
When my wife got sick, she came almost every day to pray at her bedside.
我太太生病的时候，她每天都到我太太床边替她祷告。
Whenever we wanted to go on a missions trip, she said, I want to go.
我们每次要出国宣教，她就说我也要参加。
And there was a time where I thought, go someplace else.
那个时候我正是心里面想说，你参加其他的宣教团体吧。
Now brothers and sisters, Paul says, you cannot say that.
但是兄弟姐妹们，保罗告诉我们，我们不能够这样对其他人说话。
Even to the people in the church who have bad breath.
就算教会的人有口臭。
Because not only should you value yourself as being precious in God's sight, you must value the uniqueness of your brother and sister just as much.
因为你不但要知道你在神的眼中是多么珍贵，你也要知道其他人在神的眼中也是同样的珍贵。
And you know what God says about the members of the body that don't seem like they're too important? You know what God says about the parts of the body that look like they are not as important? I'll tell you what he says.
对于教会里面看起来好像不重要的肢体，你知道神怎么说吗？
Somebody read 21 through 23.
我们请一位念21节到23节。
Actually, to 24.
到24节好了，21到24节。
And the parts that we think are less honorable, we treat with special honor. And the parts that are unpresentable are treated with special modesty. 24, right? While our presentable parts need no special treatment, but God has combined the members of the body and has given greater honor to the parts that lacked it.
眼不能对手说我用不着你，头也不能对脚说我用不着你。不但如此，身上肢体人以为软弱的更是不可少的。身上肢体我们看为不体面的，越发给它加上体面；不俊美的，越发得俊美。我们俊美的肢体自然用不着装饰，但神搭配这身子，把加倍的体面给那有缺陷的肢体。
Paul says, the members of the body that look like they're not as important are actually absolutely indispensable.
保罗告诉我们说，看起来好像不重要的肢体，他们是绝对不可缺少的。
Brothers and sisters, there is no more revolutionary thought in the world than what Paul says here.
保罗这边启示的想法是全世界最具革命性的想法。
Forgive me for saying this, but the world that we live in, and especially the country we live in right now, has a completely different view.
原谅我这么说，但是我们今天的世界，特别是我们台湾这个国家，跟保罗这边的想法，这边的人的想法跟保罗的想法是完全不一样的。
Who's more important?
在台湾谁，我们认为谁比较重要呢？
The doctor who delivered your baby?
医生地位比较重要。
Or the man who took away your trash?
我们认为医生比较，是替你接，你的妇产科医生比较重要，还是垃圾工人比较重要呢？
If we didn't have that man to take away your trash, there wouldn't be a doctor to deliver your baby.
如果我们没有垃圾工人帮我们清垃圾的话，妇产科医生也没有办法帮我们接生孩子啊。
You see, here in this country, we look at people based upon what their D-way is and what their Xin-shui is.
在台湾，我们都是看人的地位、看人的薪水来评估这个人。
We look at people and we say, "What's your job? What's your salary?" And we judge who's important and who's not.
我们看人的地位，看人的薪水，来评断说这个人重要或者这个人不重要。
And I've been in churches where people did that too.
我以前牧会过的地教会也有人这么想。
Oh, here's the man who gave the money for the building project and the organ.
他们就说，哦，这个人他捐了好多钱，帮教会建教堂，又捐钱来买这个管风琴。
And there's that little old lady who put in $5 in the plate last week.
然后这个女士上礼拜捐了小小的五块钱。
Who gets the first seat?
那你们会觉得教会的人会给这个捐很多钱的，还是这个捐五角钱的人教会里面最前面的位置呢？
The little old lady.
是那个捐五块钱的女士吗？
Or the rich, fat businessman.
还是那个又有钱又肥的那个商人呢？捐那么多钱的商人呢？
Brothers and sisters, it doesn't matter who you are.From the rich to the poor, from the young to the old, from the black to the white.
不管你有钱没钱，不管你是年轻的是老人，或者是你是白人还是黑人，这些都不重要。
You are unbelievably loved by God.
神对这所有人的爱都是不可置信的爱。
And you should be unbelievably respected and appreciated by everybody else in the church.
你也应该相信你值得教会每一个人的爱和尊重。
When churches do that, you know what Paul says?
教会如果这么做的话，会是怎么样呢？
We have the same care for one another.
我们就会对每个人有同样的关心。
He says, when somebody rejoices,
保罗说有人欢乐的时候，
everybody rejoices.
每个人就会很欢乐。
And when somebody's hurting,
有人受苦的时候，
you pass Kleenex to everybody.
你就会帮他递卫生纸，让他擦眼泪。
Why?
为什么？
Because brothers and sisters, if somebody comes up here and steps on my foot, then even though my foot's hurting, my whole body hurts.
因为有人如果踩到我的脚，不但是我脚痛，我全身都会痛啊。
Because we're a body.
因为我们是一体的。
And that's how God's made us.
神他创造我们就是要让我们来到教会成为一体。
And that's how God wants us to function.
神也希望我们能够以一体的方式来成长。
We are in the body of Christ, the church.
我们都是在耶稣的肢体里，在教会里。
Because he loved us enough to give his body.
因为神他如此的爱我们，耶稣如此的爱我们，他把自己的身体赐给我们。
Which one of those two camps do you fall into today? Which one of those two groups?Describes you.
那the two groups.
今天你是哪一种人？
今天你是哪一种人呢
？Are you a person who says I'm not important?
你是那一种说我不重要那种人吗
？People like that and Christians get like that. Sometimes they commit suicide.
有时候人真的会这么想，连基督徒都会这么想。所以有人这么想，他就有时候会去想去自杀。
Or are you on the other side of the fence?
还是你是另外一种人呢？
Where you think you're so good and so important that everybody ought to be just like you.
你觉得说哦，我这么好，这么优秀，每个人都应该要像我一样吗？
You see, this passage levels us all. It puts us all on the same level.
保罗在这段经文里面，他告诉我们，我们全部都是一样的，都是 我们都没有什么差别的。
In the sight of God, we all have a need.
在神里面，我们都有需求。
And thankfully and blessed be God, we have a Savior.
感谢主，神也给我们救赎主来满足我们的需求。
So let's rejoice in Him today.
所以我们今天要在神的里面喜乐。
And when the day comes to be sorry for somebody in our midst, let's cry with Him too.
当将来有天我们当中有人受苦的时候，我们也要与他一同流泪。
But let us reflect the heart and the hands and the feet and the mouth of the God who gave His Son for us.
我们也要来仔细思考，神赐耶稣给我们，是他独生子给我们。
We want to be
God. 我们要成为这个耶稣的眼，他的手，他的脚，他的鼻。
Let's pray.
我们低头祷告。
Joel, you pray for us.
请 Joel 为我们祷告。
Oh Lord, our God, we just thank you we can be brought into your family and called sons of God.
主，感谢你带领我们到你的家庭里来，让我们可以得以称为神的孩子。
We just ask you that you'd forgive us of our sins and our attitudes about ourselves and our attitudes about other people.
求你赦免我们的罪，还有我们对自己和对别人的态度。
And just fill us with your spirit that we can love each other.
求你在我们里面充满圣灵，让我们可以爱彼此。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
I have a brief announcement. I forgot to do it during the greeting time.
有一个简短的报告。
On December 10th, next Saturday. February 10th, next Saturday.
下礼拜六，二月十号。
The Dillies are going to have a party at their house.
Dilly 他们家里面要办一个 party.
From 4 to 7, is that right?
从4点到7点。
It's kind of almost like a birthday party, you know, you have your, Jesus said, you're born of water and born of the Spirit, and unless you're born again, you won't enter the kingdom of heaven.
有点像是 Emma 的生日派对，因为神说我们如果没有从神圣灵而生，我们就不算就没有就没有办法有重生，所以就是要庆祝这个重生。
So it's a birth again party.
这是一个重生的派对。
Birth again day party.
重生的派对。
And today after the service we'll have a lunch together.
等一下我们会一起用爱宴。
And after you get some lunch, if we'll have the introduction to Christianity class.
爱宴之后我们有基要真理课程。
And on Friday, night at our place, we'll have the last Mandarin home fellowship group before the new year.
这礼拜五在我家有中文团契，这是过年前的最后一次团契。
Okay, let's rise to.
请大家站起来接受主的赐福。
Receive the Lord's benediction. The Lord bless you.
愿神赐福你。
The Lord keep you.
保守你。
The Lord make His face shine upon you.
愿他的脸光照你。
And give you peace.
愿他的平安与你同在。
For Jesus Himself is our peace.
因为耶稣本身就是我们的平安。
Both now and forevermore.
从现在直到永远。
Amen.
Amen.
Miles, you want to pray for the food?
Bless this food to our bodies and our bodies to thy service. Amen.